Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bava Basra, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Ha Marzev, Ein Loi Chazaka. What is a Marzev? If you ever see a roof, or the edge of the roof, usually there's a white pipe. Some people call it like a gutter. It runs along the edge of the roof. So when the water pours down the side of the roof, it goes into that pipe, instead of just draining on all four sides of the house, and the top of whoever happens to be walking underneath. So the water runs along in this, I say white pipe because usually it's white, at least the way we have it today. And at one point, there's like a spout, a downspout. And that channels the water that's running along this pipe to land someplace. Now, the arrangement that this person has is that the water lands in his friend's courtyard. What? The water from my roof goes into my friend's courtyard? And my answer, well, it's been going on for 3 years. He never said anything. All of a sudden, one day he knocks on my door, and now he's starting to tell me that it bothers him. So can I taina already have a chazaka or not? So zakt de Mishnah, hamar zev ein loy chazaka. The actual downspout where the water pours out of, for that there's no chazaka. But the yesh l'makayme chazaka. And basically this means as follows. The neighbor can say to me, look, the water's pouring into my courtyard. In that particular place of my courtyard, really, I want to put a picnic table there. I want to sit and learn with my son. I don't want water pouring on my head every time it rains. So please move it from there. Move it to a different part of the courtyard. That he can order me to do. The marzev, the spout part where the water comes out of, for that we say, ein loy chazaka. The owner of this marzev has no chazaka. What he can't do, what my neighbor can't do, and precisely for this reason that it's been going on for 3 years and he was never meicha, is to tell me to remove it b'chlal, that no water should come into his courtyard. The yesh l'makayim chazaka. For the actual makim there is chazaka. But the neighbor can decide where in the courtyard the water is going to pour down on. Vaiter zakta mishnah hamazechila. Meschila, that's the long pipe that's connected to the roof, where the water runs along it until it finds a place to exit. That's the spout pipe. Now, hamaschila yesh lo chazaka. If I had it there for 3 years, and the neighbor never complained, he can't come and tell me now to move it to a different side of the roof. By the way, who gets to keep the rainwater? The Gemara says, just like the owner of the roof gets a right for his water to spill into the neighbor's yard, the neighbor also gets a right to receive that water. So if I, the roof owner, come knocking and I say, you know my water that pours into your courtyard, can I please have it? I need it. Didn't have running water in those days. You had to schlep water from the well, or you had to buy water from a water carrier, so I could use that water. Well, he can tell me, just like you have a chazaka for the water to pour into my courtyard, I have a chazaka to use that water. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Sulam ha-Mitzri, literally, an Egyptian ladder. We don't bedafka mean a ladder that came from Egypt. It was just a type of ladder that was small. It's not kavua. It's not like something that's permanent. You put into place and it stays there. So this type of a ladder, ein loy chazaka. If I have such a ladder that for 3 years was in my neighbor's yard, the neighbor can come to me and say, excuse me, please move it. What do you mean? It was there for 3 years. You were never meicha. You never protested. Because I never considered it like, oh, I better say something. It looks like he's being machzik in something. It's just a movable thing for whatever reason. You know, I never needed it to be moved. But it's not like you establish something there that's connected. Memela vilatsoiri, a larger ladder, the type that came from Tsar, yesh loy chazaka. Can you please move your ladder? No, it was there for 3 years. I used it to go up on my roof and you never said anything. I established a chazaka. The little ladder could be you never said anything because you never considered it a chazaka. You thought it was just temporary. But a big ladder like this that stays in one place, you should have said something. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Chaloin HaMitzres, a small Egyptian window. These types of windows that were called Chaloin HaMitzres were very small. You can't even put your head through it. Memela ein lo chazaka. Let's say I look out this small window and I say, what? Look what my neighbor is doing. He's about to block it. No, you can't do it. I have a chazaka. I have a window here. You never stopped me. Well, he can answer, I never stopped you because it wasn't much of a window. Why should I have stopped you? It overlooks my private courtyard. I didn't think you can really do anything with such a small window. You can't really, you know, put your head through and look down to see what I'm doing. So my not protesting, my not stopping you doesn't mean that I was meichel, that I gave you a shus to have a window there. I just didn't think it was significant enough for me to have to be meichel. However, v'la tzoiris, a larger window from tzoiri, in other words, large enough that your head can go through it, says the Batanura. So here, the owner of the window, meaning to say, the one who lives in the house that has the window, Kentaina, I have a chazaka. You should have stopped me. Why didn't you stop me for 3 years? You should have said, no, that window is too big. I'm losing my privacy. And because he didn't, it is considered a chazaka. Zak de Mishnah, ezu chaloin ha-mitzris, what's called a chaloin ha-mitzris? Kol she'ein roishoy shel adam yachal likanes l'taycha. It's so small, you can't get your head through it. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, im yesh lo malbein, if even this small window has a frame, then afilpi, even though she'ein roishoy shel adam yachal likanes l'taycha, that even if a person's head can't fit into it, then it's considered like a big window, an erezu chazaka. If it has a frame, it's like a permanent fixture. Like a ganza maisa. Not just a little hole that happens to be there. I'm making myself a window. The owner should have protested. And the Batrura explains, it has like a little overhang on top and a windowsill on the bottom. This is something if it bothered him. Even though it's a small window, but it's a whole structure. Here we say by the neighbor not saying anything, that means that he like gave in. That he's officially saying this should bother me, but it's not bothering me. Or it could bother me and I'm letting you do it. Zakta Mishavaiter has ziz. Let's say there's like a design alongside my house. This is like a little, something that protrudes, that sticks out. We're talking about something that's a tefach long. Which isn't much, but it does stick out over my neighbor's property. Zakta Mishnah has ziz ad tefach, even if it's as small as a tefach, but yesh lechazak. We would expect the balabas to say, excuse me, you can't build that over my property. And if he didn't, so the one who did it can say, you never stopped me. And for sure, if it's larger than a tefach, you can put things on it. So if the neighbor didn't protest, we didn't say, no, excuse me, you can't do that. For 3 years, then a chazaka is established. So once again, haziz, this like ledge at tefach, even if it's as small as a tefach, yesh le chazak, if the neighbor doesn't say anything. The yachal limchais. The Baal HaChatzah, the owner of the Chatzah, could be Meicha and say, no, I don't want anything over my property. Please don't build it there. Take it off. Or it can stop him from putting it up to start with. Pachas mi tefach, if it's less than a tefach, so on the one hand, ein loy chazaka. If later on the neighbor wants to build a roof straight up, the owner of the house that has this little ledge can't come and say, no, I have a chazaka, you can't make me remove it, I'm sorry. No, it's over my property, I can build over here. The ein yachal imchais. But lechatchila, when the owner of the property put up this little ledge, he can't stop him. I can't be meicha because it's insignificant. But lemaisa, at the point that I need the space, I can tell you to remove it. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the spout where the water runs out of, from the gutter into the spout, does not have a chazaka. Meaning to say, I can say, excuse me, move it to a different place. Even if it's there for 3 years already, that it's pouring into my courtyard at a certain place, I can say move it to a different place. But the yesh l'makoy my chazaka. But I can't say I don't want it at all. Then you should have said something during the last 3 years. The maschila that's connected to the roof that has a chazaka, if it was there for 3 years, and the next door neighbor didn't complain, the neighbor can't say I want you to move it. Put it on the other side of your house? No. You should have said something during the course of these 3 years. Anything that's a permanent structure, you would expect a neighbor to say, excuse me, what are you doing? This is my property. And if you didn't, it's as if you're like giving him the right. A small ladder. I have a small ladder in my friend's courtyard. I use it to go up to my roof. Even if I didn't say anything for 3 years, I can still say, remove it, please. The fact that I let you have it, I wasn't really giving you anything. You know, it's just a temporary thing. There's no chazaka. But if it was a tzoyri, a big ladder, like the ladders from Tsar, then I should have said, excuse me, this is a permanent structure. You're putting it in my property. If I didn't say it for 3 years, it's like I was meichelim the place. If you had a small window there, so small you can't even put your head through it, there's no chazaka. If the owner of the chasa wants to build up, and therefore my wall will seal it, the owner of the window can't say, I have a chazaka, you can't close it up. Because the owner of the courtyard can say, the reason I was never meichel on your window is because it didn't cause me any damage. Now, l'chatchila, when he opened this window, he could have said to him, no, I don't want you to open it. Even if it's very high, even if it's higher than 4 amos, Because how do I know you're not going to get up on a chair and look into my property? But if you let him open it, that doesn't mean it has to stay there, if it's such a small window. There's no chazaka, and the owner of this window can't stop me from building there. But if it's a big window, like the ones that come from Tsar, that does have a chazaka. And once I didn't stop him from opening it, then I can't block the window with construction. Such a large window, I mean, I could have protested to start with. I could have stopped him from opening it. You're looking in at me. I want my privacy. I didn't. That means I gave it to him. Well, if I gave it to him, now I can't build over there. Rabbi Yehuda says if there's a window frame, like an overhang on top and a windowsill at the bottom, even if it's small, even if it's so small you can't put your head through it, it is considered a chazaka. And the neighbor should have stopped him. He could have stopped him. He should have stopped him. And if he didn't, so now you can't block it. Stamazoy, a ziz, something that protrudes like some kind of a ledge, even if it's as small as a tefach, then the neighbor could stop him. And if he doesn't stop him, then the one who built the tefach has a chazaka. He doesn't have to take it off later. If it's less than a tefach, he can't stop him, but there's no chazaka. If later on the neighbor wants to build a wall straight up and the ledge is in his way, he can say, excuse me, take it away. But you were never a meicha. I didn't have to be a meicha. It was very small. Right now, I need the space. Now, the Batanura says, if a window is made for light, even if it's very small, or a window that is under 4 amos, so it's easy to look out of it, so it really invades the privacy of the neighbor, even if it's a small window, but if it's at eye level, you know, anytime I pass by, I see what's going on outside. So over here, there is a chazaka. The neighbor could stop me from doing it, and if he doesn't, I have a chazaka. So there are three windows where you have a chazaka. A large window, even if it's higher than 4 amos, a window that's made for light, or a window that's lower than 4 amos. The neighbor could stop me from doing it, and if he doesn't, and I establish a chazaka, and later on he can't block it. Now the Batanura says it doesn't even have to be for 3 years. If this is the shiloh, that he's invading my privacy, as soon as it's clear that I see what he's doing, and I don't stop him, it's as if I gave it to him. Now, let's say I do something which really causes damage. I'm doing something which is causing smoke to come out, or dust, or a basic kisei that has a bad reach. Even if for many years I had this, at any point my neighbor can say, listen, I just can't take it anymore. And he has a right to stop me, if it's causing him damage.